The plan is called the National Online Less Commonly Taught Languages Teacher Training Initiative. The project's tongue-twisting acronym, NOKLTLTI, is appropriate for the challenging task the UW team has mapped out for itself. UW African Languages Professor Antonia Schleicher says the goal isn't just to train teachers to help students wrap their tongues around unfamiliar words. They also have to be able to teach them about the cultures where the languages are spoken.
These languages are the truly foreign languages, in the sense that, I mean, talking about Japanese, you know, the culture is so different. And then you move to African languages, the cultures are so foreign. How do you teach the cultures that Americans are completely not familiar with?
And learning both the language and the culture is important, says Schleicher, if American schools are going to produce competent translators who can respond when there's a crisis.
I mean, look at the time the American embassy was bombed in Tanzania. Americans need Americans that can speak Swahili, that will be able to translate Swahili documents, at least people that are their own, who they can trust to really give them this information.
Schleicher says there's also a growing demand for classes in African languages in schools with large African-American student populations because students are looking for ways to connect with their African roots. The first step in the project will target native speakers of these less commonly taught languages and create generic training modules they can download off the Internet. The modules will include basic classroom teaching skills and instructions on how to create their own teaching materials. Eventually, the project will expand to the creation of textbooks in languages like Arabic, Chinese, and Swahili that can be used at both secondary and college levels. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.